Avoy said it, like Avoy was the one who said over this memru in the name of Rish Lakish. And V'yabo Yamabo, he said four, not three, he said four cases. For Chodi Minai, what was the fourth case? Avoido. Rashi says, Haike they avoided the Masnitz and our Shia the Mishnah. Ramishti says, if you work over the skin, Kedei Avoido, it's not Matama Tumasechel anymore. So what's the Shia of Avoido? That's the Shia of walking, 4 mil worth of walking over the skin. When do we learn these halachas? Only if it's in front of you, 4 mil, that you still have to walk there. You're not allowed to sleep yet, or you're not allowed to eat yet. You have to walk the 4 mil to go to the mikveh, or to be tevel, or to daven, or to wash hands. Avli Yachrob is a question. You pass by the place and to go backwards, that you don't plan to go anyway. Then afilu mil echod ein chayzer. So if it's a mil backwards, back in amachuyif too. It's only a swore forwards that you plan to go there anyway, so don't stop now, continue on for another 4 mil. But if it's a question of going backwards a mil, then if the mikvah or the water or the minyan is a mil backwards, you're not mechuyif to go. So this the Gemara makes a diak. We have Achra by Yaakov Amma Uminof, and here we can make a diak that mil hu diyei nechayz. You don't have to return to go back a mil. Let's say the minyan or the mikvah, the water is left in the mill backwards. For that, you would have to do. You're not be let a daven now, or you can't eat yet, or you can't use the kelim until you bring it to the mikvah if it's less than a mill backwards. Yeah, Torah Rabbanim learn like this: that legion, that means like a legion of the from the Roman army. Ha'oiver mimaklam makam, they pass by from place to place. Rashi says it means gedur, or as a group of army people, over in the lochim, are based mechot, they're going to have mechama, and they pass by your city like, v'nichnas labayis, they go into a house, you should know habayis tamay, whatever's inside the house is tamay. Why? Shein lecho kol ligyon v'ligyon, there's no such thing as a legion of army people, shein lekama karkaflin, they don't have many scopes. Like Rashi says, all Rosh Adam, the skin of the face of people, dead people, that Rashi says, V'zeelo mechashefas b'mechoma. They use this for kishuf, magician during the mechoma. So all these army men have these sculpts with them, so that has to mismate on them. And V'yat HaTamah did not wonder, Sherei kakafla shere Rabbi Yishmael, at the skull of Rabbi Yishmael, Munach b'Rosh Molochim, is staying by the head of the kings. Like our Mishnah says, the or the skin of a Odom has tumas mace on it, so therefore anything inside the house becomes tummy. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Daf Kufchov Gimel here by the Mishnah. Mishnah says here, Hamavshit bebehemo v'chaya. If somebody is skinning an animal, he's taking off the skin off the animal, by a behemo or by a v'chaya. Whether it's tor or whether it's temeya, some of our shalom goes on the animal, whether the behemah or the chayv is the behemah tor or whether the behemah temeya. Well, some say thing has to do with whether the person that's skinning it now. Vitahira means could be the animals were tor and the person was tamei, or the opposite way. Temeya means the person was tor and the animal is tamei. But the question is now, like, do you transport? Do you give all the tuma from touching the skin, you give the tumor over to the meat, or does the meat give the tumor back to you? So like this, so if you're skinning the animal, so bedaka v'gasa, whether it's a small animal or a big animal, l'shatiach, if you're skinning it, I'm now to take the skin to use it, let's say for a mat, or to use it for a sheet to lie on. So then Rashi says, then the way you fillet, you cut it is, you cut straight along the animal, from top to bottom, you make one long slice, and then you start peeling off the whole thing, like you want to have a whole, like, square piece of a leather. So then, kedei achiza. Then as long as you're pulled off already, kedei achiza, see in the Gemara, I think that's two tvachim. If you're pulled off two tvachim of skin, then the skin is not called mechubah to the basar anymore, then it doesn't give off tumah, doesn't give in tumah. Rashi says, kedei achiza, have yichid b'yad lo'itzi tumah min anavelo, in Noga Barachmas Tumal Abosim Torahi, Utfeim Yachal Heviyad, means if you only peeled off just two tvachim worth of the skin, so then that's the skin is still considered like a yad to the Bosa, and then it gives in Tumor, takes out Tumor. But if you peeled off more than two tochim, then it doesn't help. Then already it's not called the yad anymore, and then the bosor, the or, the skin, does not give you out tumah, does not take in tumah. So it's called up until kedei achiza. Ulechamas, let's say you're skinning the animal now, and you have in mind to make a flask out of it. You want to make a round flask, a leather flask, you're going to store oil in it. So then, atshe yavshe tefachoza. Then the skin, like it's still considered part of the behemoth, still called like a yad to the behemoth, until you get to the choza, until you get to the breast. When you pull the skin off by the breast, then it's called the skin is off. Rashi says, atshe yavshe tefachoza, having chibur. And up until you got to the breast, then the skin is still called attached to the bosor, and therefore the hanageya bor, somebody touches the skin, is kanageya bosor, it's called touching the bosor. Ben lutami. Vnei shachoz, Rashi says, koshen hashit. It's very hard to get the skin off the breast. Mikol evor, from all other evorim. So up until you got to there, it's still called attached. Once you got there ready, then we consider the or, as if it's off the behemoth, and it doesn't bring in tumor, doesn't take off tumor. What's going to be hamargo? Let's say you're taking off the skin of the animal again to make a chamas, to make a flask, but you're starting from the feet. You're going upwards. You start first to cut it by its feet. Cut towards the head. That's the way you're slicing it. So then, then all the skin is still called attached as long as you didn't take it all off. Because then, the whole thing is called the chibur. Rashi says, if you start from the feet, then by the time you get to the choz, when you get to the breast, that's the end of it. So manashach, like, if you got past the breast, it's come out all off. And up until you got to there, then the skin is still called attached to the bosor, then it does give off tumor or take in tumor. So again, so if you're skinning it from its legs, then the skin is still called like attached to the bosor, it's called like a yad to the bosor, and it'll give in and take out tumor until you take off kula. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be or shal hatzavar? What's going to be the skin that's around its neck? Yeah. So the question is if that skin is called attached or not. So some of us, I think, learned this is a continuation of the case before. That with your margo, where you're taking the skin off from the feet, and you already got to the chozo, and now you're up to the neck. So is this the skin still called attached or not? That's a machlokes. No, it's not called attached. Since you already passed by the chozo, the breast already, we consider the skin as if it's off already, it's not called the chibur. The Chachom say though, Chibur, no, it is called the Chibur. Until you take the whole thing off. Until you take the whole skin off, it's still called the Chibur, and it'll bring in Tumor, take out Tumor. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelech mai. Going back to the ratio of the Mishnah, when you start to skin the animal, take off the skin, and you have in mind to make a shatiach, to make a blanket out of it, or a sheet out of it. So then you make one slice all along the animal and you start peeling it off around. So it says if you peeled off two kedei achiza, up until kedei achiza, it still has it in yad. Mikan v'yelechamai, what's going to be after? If you already pulled off already kedei achiza, so then amarav, tor ha-mufshit. That you tor, Rosh Hashanah mufshit, admokem chiburay. Means all the skin that's off, you peeled off already, that skin is not called the chibur. And if you just touch that skin, even though the meat is tummy, it does not matami you. Or if you're tummy and you touch the skin, you don't give the tumor into the bosor. But that's up until the makom where the skin is still attached to the meat. But where the skin is attached to the meat, that's called like a shomer, Rashi says. And then if you got to touch the skin, it would give in tumor, take out tumor. So that's called Omar Rav Tor HaMufshat. Means you tore up until the place where you skinned it off the animal. Ravasi says, Tefach hasomach lebosor is tummy. He holds no. The first tefach, the right near the bosor, the first tefach of the skin, that's all succeeded like a shomer. That's all succeeded the chibur to the bosor. Rashi says, Kule habi beis yad, it's called the beis yad. Utomei mifnei shetzorach le'liyachishom. You have to hold it there. So that's called like a yad, so that first tefach of the skin, right off from the meat, that's also has a locha like the bosor, it's also brings in tumor, takes out tumor. Meisvei, I have a question. It says Hamafshit Kishir Chozo, if you skin the animal and you got up to the Chozo. No, Hamafshit Kishir Hazeh means you mafshit, you start to skin the animal, this shear, this size, Vashit means Kadeachiza. So once you pulled off that much skin, Kadeachiza, then Mikan Dielach afterwards, Hanageya Bamufshetor. That now, once you pulled off the skin, like two tefachim worth, now whoever touches that skin is tor. So my love doesn't mean to say, afilu b'tetach asamach lebosor. Mashma, all that skin, once you peeled off already, kedei achizo, all that skin is not called a yad, it's not a shemer. So doesn't mean even the tefach that's near the meat also it's not called part of the bosor. So Gemara says, no, it means levad mitefach hasamach lebosor, excluding that tefach which is near the basa. That we're not talking about. Levad mitefach asamach lebasa. Toshma, come in here. It says, Bior shekneged habasa tome. That if you touch the skin that's opposite the meat, means the skin that's still attached to the meat, after you shecht, whatever it is, or the behemoth, the nevela now, and you touch the skin on the outside skin that the other side is the meat, so you become tome. That's called like a yad, that or shemer, that you're tome. Only because you touch the meat opposite the skin opposite the meat means the skin that's still attached to the meat. But once you started to fillet the skin, even that first tefach away from the meat, if you touch that skin, you tore. It's not metame you. Yes, of course, not like Rav Asi says. So my answer is no, it could be tono. No, that skin that's near a tefach off the bosor, that's also considered kibosa dummy. That's also called kibosa. Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. It says, Hamavshit bebehema ovechaya bitahoiro betumeya bedako vegasa. Says the Tesefta that somebody's skinning an animal, Hamavshit bebehema ovechaya bitahoiro betumeya, whether your Torah and the behemoth's tumeya the opposite way, bedako vegasa, whether it's a small animal or a big animal, lishatiach, if you're filleting it, you're taking off the skin, I'm asked to use this skin for a sheet to lie on, so then kedei achiza. As long as you didn't peel off kedei achiza yet, it's still metame, it's called part of the bosor. And also, the tefach asamach lebosor tor, it says clearly that once you did take off kedei achiza, then even the tefach of the skin near the meat is also tor, mashma, it's not called the yad. It doesn't bring in, doesn't take out tumma. So again, mashma, not like ravasi. So Mar says, hocha v'mayaskinon betefach rishon. Here we're talking about the first tefach. Rashi says the tefach rishon means hasomach lechdei achiza, means the first tefach that's near that shear kdei achiza. Kegoin shloihiv shetel tefchayim. You only peeled off two tefachim worth of skin. The yoseh tefach hasomach lechdei achiza. That tefach that's near kdei achiza ain't roiches, but you don't hold on to it. Or moishach lefishenoch lo lechos besvaso, you're better off holding to the end of the skin. Neither is good for you. But ella, the only way to do it is tafshit pesach and use a knife. But Rashi says, but after you already peeled off three tefachim or more, then we say, when you want to pull off more skin, the way you do it is you grab it on the bottom skin right next to the meat, that first tefach, and you can pull more. So then that tefach is called like a yad to the basa. But our case over here is we only peeled two tefachim's worth, so then we say this skin out now is not really a yad. You can't use it to fillet more. You still have to use a knife. Therefore, tefach rishon, that's not considered kibosa dami. Therefore, it's tor. So Mar says now, tonu we learned kama kedei achiza. What does the Mishnah mean to say kedei achiza? Once you peel off that much, it's tor. So tefach, if you peeled off the skin worth of a tefach, then it's not bottled to the bosser, it's called, or it doesn't have tum, it doesn't bring, it doesn't take out. Next question, we learned the shear of two tefachim, that's how much you have to peel off the skin. Or Rabbi says, Echnami, tefach kofel. When the first breast said kadeh achiz, it means a folded over tefach, which is really like tefachayim. So Echnami, if you only peeled off one tefach's worth, that skin is tomei, that skin is like the yad to the bosser. But once you peeled off two tefachim worth, then nothing doing, then it's not bottle. The two tefachim, then it's not bottle to the basar, it's called or by itself. The Gemara says, Tanan Hossim learned over there, Mishnah in Kalim, that talis, shehischo bo l'kareya, a talis that you started to cut, shehischo bo l'kareya. So locher is kivan shenikra ruba, if you cut rova, the beged, shuvena chibur, it's not called attached anymore, utoira, the beged becomes Torah. This locher, if you have a beged, that's tamei, so one way is to put it into the mikvah. If you don't want to put it into the mikvah, if you rip it in half, so also it loses its shame beged, and the tumah goes off. So how much of the beged do you have to rip? It's enough to rip rov of it. Says kivan shenikra ruba, once you rip down rov, the majority of the beged, you don't have to rip more shuvena chibur utoira. On this Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Loshonagus was only learned the Alabatalis Tfulas Yoim. Only a talis that you put into the mikveh today. Just a locher is, you have to wait till Har Shemesh to use it for Truma. And you want to use it right away, so then if you want to rip it up, then we say it's okay if you only ripped up rov of it. Why? Since we see you didn't care so much about this beged, and you put it into the mikveh, which sometimes ruins the beged, so we say, you're not going to have like Rachmanis pity on the beged to try and save it, and for sure when you go to rip it, you'll rip rive of the beged. And therefore, once you rip rive, we say it's Tehira. Ava batalis, shenet fulas yoyin, batalis the clothing, that you did not put into the mikveh yet. Now you're going to make a Torah just by ripping it. So then it's not enough just to rip rive of the beged, the majority. Why? Because it's Gzeirom, Dilmula Yosla Mikraya Ruba. Maybe you won't even get to cut rope of it. You'll have Rachmanis pity on the beggar. You want to keep it. You only cut a little bit. Like, since we didn't see you put into the mikveh yet, we see you makpid upon this beggar, so we don't let you get away with cutting rive, but you'll have to cut the whole beggar completely in half. That's what it says here. That's what Rav Nachman Omar Rabba says. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rabba says, you should know, Shtei Truas B'Dover. I have two questions on you, what you're saying. Chode maybe, Shema Yoimru, Tfilas Bas Yoima, Oilo. Maybe people say a Tfilo of a Bas Yoima also helps. Now she says, Chode, the Tfulas Yoim Lek Lukma, Ulishtamish Bo, B'Yoim Shetfilo. You can't tell me, we're talking about in the case we put into the mikveh today. And now by ripping it, you're allowed to use the beged because there's a gzeir involved. Sharayu, somebody sees you, ain't even, they don't know that you ripped it later. They only know that you put the beged in the mikveh. And if you're going to use it today, they'll come to say that once you put it into the mikveh, you're allowed to use the beged. So it should be gzeir that a beged that you put into the mikveh today, it does not help anymore to rip it to use it today. So that can't be the case here. V'yoyt, secondly, that you say, why don't you make gzeir rubu atochetzi? Rashi says, if so, why don't you make gzeir someplace else also? If so, oilas oif. The case when you bring an oilas oif for a